On Simen Reishin and Beis Sivov Lo Yetzei Adam Erev Shabbos Samuch Lachasheicha B'machtoi B'yodoi. Now the Bir Aloche says the translation of Samuch Lachasheicha means a half an hour before the Shkia. So a person should not go out of his house into the street. B'machtoi v'yodoin, he's holding a machat, a needle in his hand. V'loi b'kal musoi, or not the pen. And why not? Shema yishkach v'yoytzi. Now he's carrying something in his hand. He can get involved, and it'll become Shabbos already. And he'll still be carrying it in Shabbos. And the Mefoshim say he has something in his hand and it's Shabbos, and he can forget that it's Shabbos, and he can make a hitzor, achnosa bimavad al damas pishus arab. That means this, that he's carrying something, can bring about that he can forget that it is Shabbos, and it could be over Chilu Shabbos. So a half an hour before the Shkia, there's an Issa to go out carrying something. Avu muta lotzeis b'tfilin samach l'chasheicha. But if he's wearing tfilin a half an hour before the Shkia, he's wearing them, so then this is permissible, lefi she'enoi sheikhon. That means it's not something that he'll forget. Tefillin is asa behesach hadas, so he'll be always aware he's wearing tefillin. And it seems so, through the wearing of the tefillin, he won't come to forget about that it's becoming Shabbos, and he might come to carry the tefillin. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Nun Aleph. B'machtoi v'hu adin k'sha'oich yishoh cheifetz b'yodoi. It's irrelevant if he's holding a machat or he's holding something else. There's a b'yodoi. V'hu adin k'sheyesh loy sha'a cheifetz munach loy bekisoi. We're speaking about to go out Erev Shabbos, and he has something in his pocket. We have this problem. He might forget that he's carrying it. He went out with it. It's in his pocket, and it's a half an hour before Shabbos, and it's very olo, he might forget. The derech haitzahi, now if you have something in, you're carrying in your hand, or you're carrying it in your pocket. Now, when one carries such a thing in such an oifen, so that's derech haitzor. V'chayiv b'Shabbos, and he's chayiv in Shabbos, this is achilu Shabbos. V'osru lotzeis boi mi beisoi somuch l'chasheicha. Therefore, we have here this combination. The oifen he's carrying it is, if he'll carry it Shabbos, it's an oifen of chilo Shabbos. We'll see soon, there's a fanim, a person can carry something, it's not chilo Shabbos. But if it's in his hand, or if it's in his pocket, it's an oifen of chilo Shabbos. That's one problem. And the second problem is, he might forget that he's carrying it. So this might bring about, this equation might bring about that he'll come to be Mechalo Shabbos. Avol muta lotzeis l'shus harabim somuch l'chasheicha b'machat hatchuva loy bebigdoi b'mokim shein derech lohitzi kein b'chol. But if he has a machat, a needle that's stuck in his beged, and in that mokim, a person, when he wants to carry a needle, he doesn't carry it by sticking it in his beged. So if he will carry it in Shabbos, he won't be a Mechalo Shabbos, because in Meleches Eitzah, like in all other Meleches, in order to be Chayiv, the Meleche has to be done Ba'oifen Haragel. That means you have to carry the way you normally carry. A person does not normally carry a machat, sticking it into his baget. So in such a case, that's why he says machat biyadoi, because biyadoi, there it could come about if he forgets, and he could forget, it'll be over chilu Shabbos. But if it's a machat bebigdoi, beinyin shim hoya yaitzei b'Shabbos potam midaraisa, he's potam because it's not derech haitzor kimavu lekamon b'simin shin aleph. So memele, that is why when the mechaber said lo yaitzei, should not go out, we're afraid he might forget that it's Shabbos and he'll carry it. It's only if he's carrying it in a noifen that if he does that will bring chilul Shabbos. But if he's carrying it in an oifen that will never bring chilul Shabbos, so Chazal never asked lechatchila to go out, because that's a gzeire legzeire. Va'av she'al koponim midarabono nosa, you're not allowed to carry in such an oifen midarabono, like gozul Chazal gzeire legzeire. Fine. That's pshat in the mechaber. That's why the mechaber was specific b'machtoi biyodoi, to exclude if the machad is stuck into his beged, which is shaloi kederech haitzah of a machad. So then there's no iser to go out with it a half an hour before Shabbos. Ulefize. So the Magen Avraham says amoyr dekechidish. Ha'idna deleke rishus harabim. Nowadays we don't have a rishus harabim. Now let us just explain this for 1 minute. There is a machloikis harishonim. What conditions are required in order to be called a rishus harabim? Others say that the only condition is that it should be 16 ames wide, but let's say 32 feet wide. That's if you have such an area that's 32 feet wide that people walk through. Mokim hiloch harabim, that is a rishus harabim. So if that is the condition to make it a rishus harabim, we also have a rishus harabim. But others say you need that 600,000 people walk in this area each day. That's when it becomes a Rishus Harab. So according to this day, you don't have a Rishus Harab. Maybe in Manhattan we have a Rishus Harab. But Al Kaponim, in a normal city, they didn't have a Rishus Harab. So the Magen Avraham said that, so since nowadays he was going according to this day, that in order to make it a Rishus Harabim, you need 600,000 people walking through each day. And we don't have a Rishus Harabim. So if a person will carry it, it's only an Issa Darabonon. It's a Kamalus. It's only an Issa Darabonon. Shari lotzis bechevet shebiyodei samuch lechasheiches. So the Magen Avraham said that bizmaneinu im bimkai maiseinu, this iso does not apply, because we see the mechaber said specifically the whole iso is dafke if he will forget, he'll be over an iso deraise machtoi biyodei. That's why he specified that the whole iso is if he's carrying the needle in an oifen that it'll be a chilul Shabbos deraisa. But if it'll be an oifen, it won't be a chilul Shabbos deraisa. There's no, they never made a gzeire. That is the lehava legzeire Magen Avraham. This is the shittas Magen Avraham. Miu, so, but the Mishnah Berurah says to be soimach on the Magen Avraham is not so poshut. Ledas harbe poiskim, there are many poiskim, v'hamechaber miklolom גם בזמן הזה עיקר רשוס הרב, כמו שמבור בסימן שין ממהי. The מחבר in סימן שין ממהי says that a רשוס הרב is if it's, he has the width of 69 is 32 feet. It's רשוס הרב. ויש אומרים, another say you need 60 ריבוי. So the מחבר, it seems, holds that in order to make a Rishus Rabban, the 32 feet is sufficient. It brings a Yesh Oimrim. So Memele, so many Poiskim disagree with the Morgan Avram. What he's saying, Bizman is that we don't have a Rishus Rabban. The Mechaba himself seems to Paskin like the first day. ולפי מה שכוסב אגרו בביורי אוסו סומך לשקיע ממש אפילו לקרמלס סומך לשקיע, we'll see if it's less than half an hour. So then the Kamlis is also also. Okay, so it's not so push it to be matter this aloch. Shema yishkach v'yoytz. We're afraid. Shema yishkach v'yoytz. Yaini she yishkach will forget that he's carrying something. V'yoytz yesachevitz mishetech shach. And when it's Shabbos already, he'll be carrying it mishus l'shus. He'll be taking from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochim. O Yavirenu Abba Amis B'Shus HaRabim. Or he'll carry it out Amis B'Shus HaRabim. So in order to prevent such a kilkul, there's an Issa Midarabonam a half an hour before the Shkiyim to walk out of the house with something in your hand or in your pocket. Bitfillin, but if you are wearing tefillin, Ratzalayme bitfillin sheberoishoy, v'loy gazrinin shema yishkach milisalkom ad shechesheche. Here we're not afraid he might forget to take them off. V'yitztarech oz leponais, that means like this, if a person is wearing tefillin b'chlal, that's not considered carrying, that's called wearing. A person, mi'ikar adin, min ha-Torah, is allowed to wear tefillin Shabbos, it's not called carrying. But we should be afraid, maybe he'll have to go to the Beis HaKisei, and he'll take off the tefillin and he'll carry them. V'yitztarech oz lefanis, v'yisirem me'al atzmai, v'yisoyim abba amis b'shus ha-rabim. That means by tefillin there's also something to be afraid of. He'll never forget that he's wearing the tefillin. There's a mitzvah, a person should always be touching the tefillin. So when he's going out, every 5 minutes he has a machshav, I'm wearing tefillin. So this fear that he might forget, like he has a machat, he has something in his pocket, he might forget about it. By tefillin, you don't forget, because if you're wearing tefillin, you always have to remember that you're wearing tefillin. So automatically, he'll realize when it becomes Shabbos, he'll take off the tefillin. That means this chashash is not applied by tefillin. Avolim oichzon biyodoy. But what if he's taking carrying tefillin? Oselotz is bem samach lachashecha. Then you're not allowed to go out to hold them samach lachashecha. My shari chafetzim. Then it's not different than any other thing he's carrying. The mesiach datem mehem. V'yishkech v'yetziim ishachshecha meshus leshus oishi yisoyim arbaames. So in Siv Vov we have Alochim that someone should not go out of his house to carry something a half an hour before the Shkiyah. Shema Yishkach V'yaitzi. So Al Kaponim, let's just be an Elach Yid. If a person went out, he was carrying something and he reminded himself, and when it came right before Shabbos, he put it away. He was even Isser the Rabbonon. I mean, Chazal asked to do this. This is an Isser the Rabbonon. Lo yeitzi odem erev Shabbos samach lachashecha. Chazal made an Isser. So Lemaise, if he did it, he was even Isser the Rabbonon. I mean, this is, if Baruch Hashem, Shem Epsoim Hashem, and he was an Ifshel Chilu Shabbos, Gevaldik, but he was over an Issa Drabon. This is an Issa Drabon Lo Yeitzi Odom Erev Shabbos. And we'll see the next Siv. We'll see Amerdike Chidushim Siv Zayin.
Is Dov Kulan this?
Well, the whole kula is the Magen Avraham that says we don't have we don't have a Rishus Rabbim. That's the kula. If the 120 years we'll schlep the Magen Avraham with us and 30 minutes before the Shkiyim.
People drive to shul before Shabbos.
Okay, they're driving to shul, isn't it? They won't forget it. Okay, the car keys, it's in the car. Okay, and then could be this is different. Shema Yishkach V'yotzi, I don't know. To take out the car keys and to carry it, he might forget. Maybe that is different. I mean, he's taking it out to put away. Could be it's different. Maybe that's different to take it out to put away. I don't know. It's a good order. Siv Zayin, mitzvah lemashmesh adam bechelov be'erev Shabbos shomoch lechasheicha. Now, before we were talking about, and there's a merdik kibir aloch over here, that before we're talking about, we said there's an issa to carry something out of your house a half an hour before Shabbos. There's an issa. Here we say there's a mitzvah lemashmesh adam bekelov be'erev Shabbos samach lachasheche. Here's a mitzvah to search your pockets. To search is begodim, do I have anything in my pockets? This is a mitzvah. So there's a mayor de kebir aloche that asks Akashe and says two terutzim. In Sivov it says you're not allowed to take out. But that's, I'm doing something. I'm like a tightrope walker. I'm walking out in the Rishus HaRabim. I have something in my pocket and I might forget about it. There was an issa. Here it says something, that's also. Here it says there's a mitzvah to look if you have something. There's a mitzvah to look if you have something. That means I'm not doing anything. There's a mitzvah to look. So the Bir Aloche wants to say to Mahalchem, Fakert, to go out and carry something, there's an Issa. Layetzei, that Yoiv an Issa. But I'm not carrying anything here, I'm looking if I have something. This is not an Issa, that's a mitzvah. That means it's a mitzvah to look in your pockets. That's a mitzvah. That's one teretz he wants to say. And then he has another teretz, because the Machaber says mitzvah, the Gemara says chayiv odom lamashmish begodov. So the Gemara says chayiv, so it seems it's not only a mitzvah, it's a chayiv lamashmish begodov erev Shabbos. So he wants to say, this is talking about right before the Shkiyah. Right, that means a half an hour before, a half an hour before I'm not mechuyiv to look. But right before Shabbos, chayiv odom lamashmish begodov. Fine. Okay, now bekeilov bivgodov. It means he should bechol mokim shadarkei leishtamish boy. He should look now. He should be boydik his begodim. Kigoin bekisim hatfurim lo. He should look in the pockets. Ba'pachagoyreis, if he has like a money belt. B'mokim sheminig laniach b'seichei chafetzov. He puts something in the belt. Open up the belt and look if you have something. The shemo yesh bem eizer dovo. Yetziendu l'shus harabim Hashem yesh tvar muktzev yitaltolenu b'shabes. So this is the chiyuv l'mashmesh b'erev Shabbos niredu adin b'shabes imiroitze lotzeis chutz la'irev v'roge lotzeis b'kisei dover hamutel l'taltol shetzorech l'mashmesh b'tchil. If he was in an erev till now and now he wants to go out of the erev, so now there's a chiyuv of l'mashmesh Bibgodov. Now, I'd like to mention a few nekudas. Here in the Dirshu, he brings down as follows. The chiyuv of lemashmesh bibgodov means he should look in his pockets. If he has something in his pockets, he has a handkerchief there, something else there. Now, usually, sometimes a person can have in his pocket some crumbs, some erev pesach. It says to be boydik the pockets. You could have crumbs. He can have things in the pockets. So this he brings out for Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. For the crumbs, you don't have to be memashmish erev Shabbos, because hopefully you have some crumbs there. They have no cheshivas whatsoever, and hopefully he carried them, and that's not called tait. So it's bottled to the bag. Fine, one thing. But then he says, if a person, which is shchiach, if a person has a pebble in his shoes, that he has to take out. This can be nagir. Sometimes a person is walking in Shabbos and a pebble falls in, and you stop there and don't walk further and take out the pebble and then go. And you shouldn't carry it. A pebble doesn't become bottle. A pebble is, you feel it and it's uncomfortable and it's called you carrying. So
what? Okay,
so
if
you
carrying a pebble in
the if you're not going higher than three tvachim, if you go to something on the ground, that's also called Eitzo. You don't have to lift it up to fakel, that's called Eitzo. So he says that you have to be, if you're aware of it, you're not allowed to carry it. Here there's a lumbus of bittel. Here there's not a lumbus of bittel. Fine, one thing. A second thing he brings down, which could be very shriach, a person eats something, and he's by a Kiddush Shabbos, and the crackers, what he's eating is between his teeth, and he has things in his mouth, he had food particles in his mouth. So they bring down lechatchile. He should make sure that he swallows it or somehow he takes it out of his mouth before he goes outside. This is not so posh, it becomes bottle. And a lot of times it's uncomfortable for a person that he has the food there, so he'll open up his mouth and people see the food there, it's embarrassing. This is not so posh that it becomes bottle. So a person after Kiddush, if his mouth somehow is full of crackers or whatever it is, and it's stuck between his teeth, and thus he should try to take it out before he goes outside. That's a second din. Now a third din, he brings down aloche, which is a halacha which not too many people are aware of, but it's, let's just say, who holds of this. This is a Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Simin Shin Gimel. It's a goyin in Maaseh Rav. The Chazon Ish was knowing like this also. This is a halacha. I'd like to read over a Moiridike halacha which not too many people are aware of. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's in Simin Shin Gimel, Sifchov Gimel, it says as follows. Also la'odom la'hosim eize chayfetz b'soich chaykoi oy b'shar mekoymesh shebivgodov afilu b'soich beisoi. Afilu b'soich beisoi. And he's talking about in Shabbos. A person is in his house Shabbos, so he should not put anything in his pockets. He can carry in his house, he can carry whatever with his hands, but don't put anything in your pockets. Be'inyin she'osa lotzes kein b'shus harabim. Ve'ein heter letaltol shum chayfetz bebayis, ela b'yodoy. You can metalta in your house. You can carry around. We hear in Sivov, I'm going outside, I might forget. But if I'm carrying something inside, I'm carrying a glass of water, you don't have to be afraid. I'll go outside with the water. That's nicht. So you can, in the house, you can carry whatever you want. Shem yishkach v'yetzeno l'shusarabim. ואפילו שיש אומרים שאין לנו רשוס הרבים כלל, אפילו this place, even though we don't have a real רשוס הרבים, אין להוקל בדובו. You also shouldn't be מקל. And in parentheses, he says, someone told me in parentheses, he wrote in parentheses, that means he wasn't sure, so put in parentheses. In parentheses, he says, the city has an Erev around it. Now there's an Erev. You're not supposed to put anything in your pockets in your house. Im loy beis atzoyrech shoz yesh lismoich al asfor rishayin, which holds that it's mutter. This today is in Simen Shin Gimel, but al kaponim amoyre de kezach, the goyin also was noig like this, the chazanish was noig like this, it's brought down in dinim van hogis of the chazanish. Al kaponim, this is zicha a hiddur in Shmira Shabbos that there's a merdeka loshen from the Balatanya, Hashemer Shabbos kehilchosai. Kehilchosai means all the halachas. There's a lot of halachas in Hilchos Shabbos. It's moichen lekol avinoisa. It's a merdeka zach. But we have to kehilchosai. So kaponim, this is perhaps there are mekilim that tila David is chayud, but these are big poiskim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Goyin, the Chazanish, it's big poiskim, they hold that one should not put anything in his pockets in the house Shabbos. He can carry whatever he wants with his hands, but not he shouldn't carry in his pockets. Okay, now we'll start Simen Reish and Gimel. There's a Hakdome. So let's just learn the Hakdome. Hine mipnei shasimin hazeh rabu peirosov. There are a lot of halachas, a lot of halachas in this simin. Ochedei shelo yevalbel einei hakoyrei boy. He can get very confused. Amarti lahatik b'seifa machsis hashekel psicha ktana eileho meikri hadinim shalo. So let's write down the tamtzis of this simin. Kedei sheyorotz hakoyreboy, that Al Kaponim will learn through this hakdomim, will be able to get more or less the guidelines and the yesoides of this simin, which is a complicated simin. Da sheyesh inyan shehiye ve'inyan chazore. There's an inyan of shehiye, of leaving something on, ve'inyan chazore, in returning, leaving a tafshul on an oven and returning a tafshul on an oven. Shehiye, now we'll be learning about after we learn the first sif, which speaks about the ovens bimei chazal, then we'll be able to understand the halachas which are negeya our ovens. But I'd like to show the olam before we start learning. In this sefer, Klolim Behilchos Shabbos, and Daf Mem Gimel and Mem Dalet, he has pictures of there were three types of ovens. Bizman Chazal. This is Akira. Akira was a type of an oven that had two openings in it that you could put pots on top of the oven, and you could also put food in the oven, and on the bottom of this kira was the flames. This was a kira. Then there was a kupach. A kupach was similar to this, but there was only one opening on top. This was a kupach. And then there was a tano. A tano also had one opening, but a tano was coned shape. And since it was cone-shaped, the heat was concentrated, and it was much hotter than this kire and the kupach. Now, the kire had two openings, so it wasn't so hot. The kupach was smaller, had one opening, and it was more hotter than the kire. And the tano, which was cone-shaped, was very hot. And the nafkaminis and aloche, we will learn as we learn through the sieve. But let's go back to the Hakdome. So he says like this, is inyan of Shia leaving and Chazor returning. Shehiya mikri shenoisin tavshul me'erev Shabbos al gabi kirim. Shia means he's putting a pot with food on top of the kire. That means I have a fire in the kire, and there's an opening on the top, and I put a pot there. Loi derech atmone. Atmone is a different sug that he's covering it and insulating it, but we're not speaking about atmone. Before Shabbos, he leaves it on the kire. And Shabbos, he takes it off. So he leaves a pot on the flame, and he takes it off in Shabbos. V'chazore mikri, chazore means k'shehinicho me'erev Shabbos al gabi kire. He left this pot on the flame erev Shabbos. V'zehu din ikel din chazore lekulam. Let's not go into this. There's another case of chazore. And then v'roitze u'b'Shabbos noitloi me'akire. And then he takes it off the kire, the oven. V'roitze lachzira sheinis agabi kire. He wants to return it. Chazorim, so Shia means I want to leave it erev Shabbos on the kire, and I want it to remain hot, cook, whatever it is. And chazorim means I left it, I took it off, and I want to put it back. Now let's skip the brackets. Upligi Hananya Verabona. Now there's a machlokes tanoi. The Hananya Sviralei, Hananya holds, Imatavshul Kvarnis Bashul Kemachal Ben Drusoi. If the Tavshul was partially cooked, now this Ben Drusoi was a thief by profession, and his food, what he ate, he couldn't afford to eat food that was completely cooked, because his business was such that he was always on the run. So his food was partially cooked. Hu kachatzi bishul, so it's halfway cooked. V'yesh oimrim kishlish bishul, a third cooked. So according to Hananya, Muta la shoisei al gabe kira afilu im einoi grufo mina gecholim. The coals were not taken out. The einoi ktume, or he didn't cover the coals with ashes. Now, let's just say what we are talking about. We have here, let's forget about a blech. When we're talking about, we have here this kire, that there's a fire in this oven, and I'm putting the pot on the opening over the fire. Over the fire. Now, let us make a scenario. It's a third cooked. It's a third cooked. Fine. It's not good. It was a very hectic Erev Shabbos. It was put down on the fire. A third cooked, fine. It's not too well done, but it's a third cooked. Now, this is going to be the course that's going to be served at night, Shabbos. We're going to serve this food. Now, it's a third cooked. So the shaila is this: something should we be afraid of, or shouldn't we be afraid of? That means a third cook. There's guests for Shabbos, and the guests are going to come, and it's, and I feel by the suda gufa, it's good. Perhaps it's edible, but think about the Rebbetzin. He invited 20 guests. They're coming, and the food, covered Shabbos, and eat it. It's pretty raw. It's a third cook, a half cooked. So Hananya said, you don't have to worry about it. As long as it's edible, we don't have to be afraid that in order to make it taste better, they might go to the coals. They'll open up the kira from the bottom and they'll stir the coals. They're already Messiah Das from it. It's cooked, it's edible, finish, what'll be, will be. That was what Hananya held. The Chachomim held, no. You were handling with human nature. It's mainly going to come, you're going to serve a meal, a third cook, a half cook. We have to be afraid. We have to be afraid that if you want to serve this for the night suda, we have to be afraid it's going to bother someone that the food isn't cooked, it's not cooked, and so it's a big nesoyin. And not everyone is Yochel Amid Ben Nisoyin, either intentionally or unintentionally, partially intentionally, they'll go and stir the coals, they'll go and open up the kirin, they'll see the fire is dying out and it's not completely cooked. So there's a big Nisoyin, they'll stir the coals. And even the Isamavir, you're making a fire in Shabbos. So the Chachomim held, you can only leave a pot on the fire. That means we didn't do anything to the fire. You can only leave a pot on the fire if it's completely cooked, number one. And if it'll cook more, if you're going to make it cook more, it's going to dry up and you won't want it. That means it's going to dry up, and so the guest that you have will taste, will be very dry, or you won't have enough because it shriveled up, because you have 20 guests, and then if it's going to dry up, you'll have to have a big problem serving your 20 guests. So if the way it is, that means if the fire gets any bigger, you're gonna feel bad about it, because that's no good. If the food is in such a matzav, it's completely cooked, and the fire gets any bigger in any way, you're going to feel bad about it. Then you're allowed to leave it on the flame, because we have nothing what to worry about. You have no intent to make to stir the coals to make it bigger. But if you don't have these two milas, it's not this bashal kol tzolchoi, and but could be it'll be crispier, and dosa, so then it's also no good. Mitztamik v'yovolei, that means if it'll be crispier and dosa, you have it's worthwhile to do it. We're still afraid, according to the Chachamim. It has to be such a machol that if the fire gets any way bigger, you won't like it. Then it's permissible to leave it. But if it's not completely cooked, or if it'll get crispier and tastier, if the fire gets a little bigger, you are not allowed to leave it on the fire. That is Shitas Chachomim, and Hananya holds no, as long as it's either halfway cooked or third way cooked, this is sufficient.
Before Shabbos.
If you have to leave it on before Shabbos.
If it's cooked a third or
that is the shaila. You have to leave it on the fire now, without a blech, without anything. That is the shaila.
It's raw, they also won't make it.
Raw, we'll talk about later.
Start.